Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wisotsky, a pro reader and utter tarot enthusiast. Join me as we tackle big questions like why the tower is so intimidating and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first episode of the podcast, Delving into dipping our toes into 2024. I am recording this on the last day of 2023. I have been nose deep in year ahead readings for clients and just swimming in a sea of tarot. So this is a bit of a lo-fi episode since that and a small cold have pushed my schedule back a little bit, but I really wanted to record this and have it out as soon as possible so we all could have some fun and insight at the new year. It has to be timely. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really good about the new year. I think just from conversations with clients and people in my community, it's been a tough time. It's been a uniquely and sort of strangely stressful holiday season in a different way than it is normally. And I am feeling a great sense of relief stepping into a new chapter. And normally I'm not a huge New Year's person. I feel like my personal reset is more in the fall. But there's something about having a collective tradition where we're all thinking about the same things to kind of galvanize and inspire some reset, some goals. I don't like resolutions. I think that's a somewhat popular thing to say, but seems a little too harsh. And I think that's why tarot is such a nice tool to get a general picture about what you can expect and use the cards to inform your own decisions and desires. So that's what we're going to do today. We'll be doing our usual tarot reading for January. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about our card for 2024, which is Strength. So I just did a bunch of tarot readings for people that looked at 12 cards for their year and then also looked at their personal card for 2024. And interesting, a lot of people had Strength as their personal card. So I'm just feeling that this is an extra important archetype for us right now. And we are leaving. 2023 was the year of the Chariot. So the Chariot was all about self-direction, ambition, goals, really kind of aggressive pursuit of what we want. And maybe that's why we're all so tired. But Strength is it's a card that I find deeply relatable. And I've talked about this in the space before, but it's very popular. Like the imagery is very popular. It's both friendly looking and charming and esoteric without being freaky. Though I would argue someone like grasping a lion's head with a lion like licking their hand in a very theatrical way is a little odd. But that being said, people really love Strength. And I think why it's so wonderful, it is really about grappling with life in a hands-on way. And so leaving a year that was animated by the Chariot, which is very deliberate, very intense, requires a lot of focus, the messiness of Strength is really appealing. And I feel like personally, this past year has been a time where I have had to really hone my visions, my goals, and figure out what I was working with specifically. And now I have an idea of that general framework, and I can start playing around in it more and doing things in real life and getting that actual real-time feedback. So that's a huge component of the Strength card, is using this year, 2024, to experiment, to learn by doing, to get messy, make mistakes, to meet people in the arena, and to see how the real world shapes and informs our goals. I really like that. I find it satisfying to dive into the fray, and I'm relieved to be leaving the more analytic-minded Chariot energy. So as always, I love to hear from people what your thoughts are on all of this. So do comment if you're on Substack, or you can hop over there to the post for this episode and leave your two cents. How are you feeling about this transition? How are you feeling about strength? And how is it centering your approach to the next 12 months? I'm going to marinate on that. And I feel like it'll probably end up coming out in some subscriber content where I get a little weirder. But anyways, just wanted to chat about that a little bit. And I think one thing I'd like to say too is that, so in the Chariot, there is this need to reconcile opposites, to gather up in your reins. You know, the charioteer is being pulled forward by two sphinxes, and they are black and white, alternating patterns. So the idea is that you have to work with, reconcile, integrate opposites in order to bring yourself forward. But in strength, that work has been done, and now all the colors melded, it's all gray, you know, going back to the Chariot color scheme. Strength is actually very vibrant in yellow, which shows this burst of energy that comes when we let go of perfection and ideals, which are important. But our goal and our job this year is to really just roll around in the confusion and brightness and chaos of life and learn from it. So I'm looking forward to that. I feel good about that. Of course, it's difficult. We're going to be getting strong, so it's going to be challenging at times. But I think as I say this, a centering thought for me will be like, how am I building my strength? Okay, this feels like a good transition point into our actual live tarot reading for January. So I have been just staring at the Rider-Waite-Smith deck for weeks now, doing these chonky readings, and I can't handle it. So I love that deck so much, but I needed something different. So we're going to my other favorite, which is the Apparition Tarot. So if you want to see a picture of these cards, head over to Substack and you can gaze upon them at your will. I'll be talking about them as we go through the reading also. And they are face down right now, so let's take a moment and you can listen to me turn them over. It's great excitement. What do you have in store for us? Oh my, it's an emo month. Oh, okay. All right. This is fascinating. When I do a lot of tarot readings for other people in a short span of time, I get really interested in repeating cards because there's always some sort of pattern. And I don't know for sure what this means, but I like to see what's floating around, what's in common. And we have a card here that showed up a lot in the year ahead readings I just did. So our card for the month of January is the Hermit. Interesting. I'm actually very happy to see this here because I feel like I have been burning the candle at both ends and having this very serious and solitary archetype, it's just soothing me. I want to take a step back and gift myself with some silence, some solitude, and to kind of strip away a lot of the distraction and the loudness of life so that I can figure out what is driving me forward. So in the Hermit, we see this desire to minimize input and distraction in order to refocus around what really matters to you. So that is going to be our task this month. And it's a really nice, slow, intentional approach to bring to the beginning of a year. So I do feel like that is kind of naturally supported by the timing. And hopefully, you know, things do tend to slow down. We'll have a lot of opportunities to fully expand into the space of this card. And it's a serious card too. You know, the Hermit is asking deep questions. So that's when I was turning these over. I was like, ooh, it's very emo. We have the Hermit, I'll just give the full rundown, is our theme, our card of the month. The Environment card is the Knight of Cups. Cups is a suit in tarot that deals with emotions, spirituality, love, romance, intuition. Then we have our challenge, which is the Eight of Cups, and our opportunity, which is the Lovers. So we've got a lot of feelings. We're asking intense questions. We are pursuing deeper meaning, heady experiences, punchy connections with other people. We don't have a lot of chill this month in terms of the approach we're taking, or like we're looking for something that is very resonant and meaningful and epic in a sense. This is great, but it's also a lot. So I think depending on your personality type, like these are kind of the waters that I swim in, but you can also, you can get a little pruney in there, spend too much time in the water. So we will definitely be needing to pay attention to and stay grounded in our everyday life, take care of practical matters, and honor the fact that those practical things are sort of pinning us down. Otherwise, we can just get swept off to sea and lost in sort of philosophical wonderings, romantic fantasies, all of these things that are a little addictive at times. So let's rewind a little bit and center back. You know, if the Hermit is seeing us asking questions, going inwards, looking for a deeper meaning and a sense of continuity, like what is it that is guiding us through life? The Knight of Cups as our environment card is very supportive of this. It's supportive of this, but it is also a little too much. So we may find ourselves getting impatient with our Hermit's journey. The Knights are, I like to affectionately call, the teenagers of tarot. They do not know how to moderate themselves, and they have an interesting combination of enthusiasm and inexperience. They have to learn by questing, and they may overestimate their skill. So there's like a charming self-inflation going on that I can see. A push to rush the conclusions of the Hermit, which as a major arcana card is a long unfolding. The process of major arcana cards are, it's a big arc. So if we're asking big questions, we have to work for and leave space for big answers, and that requires time and space and a little bit of boredom even. So the Knight of Cups, while it's very aligned with the Hermit, wants to rush past the boring parts and maybe thinks it's reached its important conclusion before that's actually happened. So if you feel yourself being pushed to settle on something or being pushed to just stop your line of inquiry, like, okay, that's good enough, you know that, move on. The Hermit is really two-part in that it asks us to kind of use our intellect to chart a path forward. But ultimately, we have to do a bit of a soul journey, which is less tangible, quantifiable, explainable. So a good thing to be aware of is that if you feel like you're approaching some sort of packageable answer, keep going and be sure to check in with your body, your intuition, your spiritual practices to just go a little further. Because ultimately, the Hermit is going to be an experience that is resonant for each of us individually. It's not just going to be some societal explanation or value. There is some part of it that will be marked uniquely by each of us. So, you know, there'll be a lot of enthusiasm to find these answers and explore these topics, but be aware that there is a pressure to sort of stop at the surface level or stop at something that's like fun and palatable. So there's a fun interplay, I think, going on there that I think should massage out some pretty meaningful discoveries for each of us. And just generally speaking, I think that the Knight of Cups as an environment card is saying, like, there's a lot of adventure to be had when it comes to exploring connection with other people, exploring practices that widen your sense of what the world is, and just taking in beauty. The cups are all about beauty and fulfillment in places that aren't tangible. So have fun, explore a lot, go to museums, read as much as you want, like explore art forms that really light you up and set you off into a different headspace than your everyday life. That can be a helpful way to temper the intensity of the nights. It's like giving them a task that is not going to mess up what you're trying to do on the ground in your life itself, so that their extraness can have a goal and objective and be sent off there rather than just expanding with no constraints in your life. And that can lead to some unexpected and sometimes unfortunate results. So there's a lot to say here. We're going to put a pause on the night and then talk about our other two cards, and I'm sure they'll be interwoven with the rest of our reading. Okay, so our challenge card is another Cups card. So it is the Eight of Cups. And this has been showing up a lot in the readings I've been doing. And it's one of my favorite cards, but here it is showing us moving away from connection preemptively, or thinking that we need to move away from connection with other people in order to achieve what we're seeking. So I think this is really underlining the hermit's tendency for self-isolation and giving us a bit of a warning. Like, don't retreat too far. Also, don't think that withdrawal is necessary for enlightenment, that we actually have a great deal of opportunity and even, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a sense of comradeship with other people who are asking similar questions. So if you feel like you have to leave everything behind, isolate yourself, turn away from connection and conversation, interrogate that a little bit. Ask yourself why. Where does this come from? Why do I feel like I have to be utterly alone in order to feel a sense of profound meaning or to find what matters to me? This reading is really pushing us towards meaningful connection with other people, because our opportunity card is the Lovers. So that is a card where interactions with another person or other people inspires us to broaden our life. Now, that's really, really lovely. And I'm seeing the Knight of Cups as sort of gently nudging us in that direction. So there is a healthy part of that card that is maybe bringing a lot of people to our doorstep, bringing interesting conversation, connections that feel really joyful and authentic and just lovely by nature. And we may feel like we have to do serious work on ourselves and just disappear from the conversation and then come back with all the answers. That is not what we should be doing this month. And I think this reading has a beautiful integration. Like, there are these two pairs almost. And so our central theme is making a connection with our challenge, and our environment is making a connection with our opportunity. So it does seem that broadening outwards, looking around us for a sense of companionship as we ask these big questions, is going to help us achieve the wisdom that we're looking for. Now, there's also just some loveliness here. We haven't had the Lovers in a while, and it's pretty unique to have it with the Cups cards like this. It is definitely highlighting the more romantic facet of the card, because while of course its name is the Lovers, it is not always or even usually about romance. It often speaks to choices, making a choice based in our desire that takes us away from what's familiar and forces us to broaden our world, to grow into ourselves. That's happening here too, but I think that the overall feeling I'm getting from this reading is that, you know, there's a great deal of connection. Some of it could be very romantic and lovely, but the most important thing to look for this month is relationships and connections with people who are asking the same or similar questions to you. And these questions are guiding life questions. So there's a lot of opportunity this month to form bonds with people that are and have the potential to be very impactful and even lasting. Finding people who are reflecting, challenging, encouraging you to go down your own path that you can do the same for in turn, that is really wonderful. And I think an interesting commentary on the Hermit, that you know, we have to know ourselves in order to make genuine connections with others. And this month, those things are happening very close together in tandem. So there may be some swiftness, which is very much backed up by the Knight of Cups. The knights have no chill. They move fast. There may be some swiftness in these connections that has enduring potential. So, you know, a light hand is always great. There's plenty of time, especially with major arcana cards. But be on the lookout for new connections or budding connections or connections that are changing into something different that have a lot of delight and joy and meaning to them. They may end up being fixtures in your life or very important to your life story. Oh my, this is a really cool reading. I am mildly delirious because I've been doing so much tarot, but I am really looking forward to talking about this more in the Substack and subscriber content. I feel so deeply millennial when I say things like that. It's disturbing, but it's a thing. And I will be sharing some more reflections on these in that space if you'd like to join and support this work. I always appreciate it. It's so great to have you there. And it's also great to have you here. Wishing you all a wonderful beginning to 2024. And stay tuned for our next reading in February. Until next time.